859-9231. We kick off hour number two of the Thursday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. Still on the way here tonight, we'll find out what libertarians most definitely are not. And also, we'll give you some more details, perhaps, on this wiretap tax that somebody called in and informed us about last night. They just sort of let us know what was happening. Now we've got the detail. All of that, plus your emails. We got one about the roads on the way. But, Manwich, you sold something at the beginning of the show about feminism.
I do. I have an email here that we got that kind of asked some questions about feminism and libertarianism and how it all works together.
Okay.
And it's a little strange, and it was kind of wordy, so I've cut it down somewhat. So if you feel it, like it doesn't fit, just let you know. And it's from Nick. And Nick, first off, wants us to know that you should know that polar bear liver has enough vitamin A to kill someone. As someone who believes in the right to bear arms, you should extend that to bear liver.
Cute.
Okay. Could you explain some of the ideals on libertarianism, especially in how it ties to feminism? I think it is interesting in a way. I tend to go along with people like bell hooks in a passive-aggressive, nonviolent approach to promoting feminist causes.
Okay.
That's very strange. Which lumps firearms as something to see as counter to the cause. The tools of violence are tools of patriarchy. Okay, so firearms are anti-feminism because weapons can be used to cow women.
He's saying that women shouldn't use firearms?
No. He's saying that weapons are man things.
And women shouldn't use them.
And women don't use them, so therefore weapons are...
Women don't use them or shouldn't use them?
He's not saying that.
Okay.
He's saying the fact is that weapons are tools of patriarchy used to cow women to submission.
To keep them down.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous nonsense, okay? Yeah. A gun will even out a 100-pound woman and a 300-pound man in a fight.
Sure.
Okay? If they both have guns, then they're even. If they don't, that woman's in trouble. You know what a tool of patriarchy is? Taking away all the guns.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to put women under control of men. Sorry. It's the way it is, Nick. I mean, I know that it's beautiful, it's socialist.
Was he talking about taking away all the guns?
Yes.
Oh.
You don't...
I missed that part.
Well, he didn't say that. He's kind of asking some questions.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's sort of this understanding that this socialist thing is, you know, feminism sort of stuck together with the far left and all that. And who would like to take away the guns the most?
The socialists.
The far left.
Yeah.
Right? You understand?
Uh-huh.
You got it now? Okay. So, Nick, it's a very, very bad idea to take the guns away from people because at that point, women would be more at the mercy of men than they were before.
Well,
I mean, where is a woman more at the mercy? If they both have big sticks, well, a little woman can't swing a big stick as easily as a big man can swing a big stick.
No doubt.
No. That's the way it is. If you want to make things equal between the sexes... Keep guns around.
I agree.
Personally, I'm on the fence. I could be a...
About banning guns.
Right.
Okay.
Considered a liberal libertarian, which promotes personal freedoms, but sees nothing wrong with checks and balances placed on businesses.
Why are you adding that accent?
It's because it's... Well,
that's
it's
not
silly.
Nice. There are plenty of gays that bear arms.
That's true. Well, so you're saying that it's not so bad, so mean to insult Nick, but I'm insulting gays.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Forgive me, gays of the world. Anyway, he's on the fence, and he doesn't see any problem with checks and balances being placed on businesses. Well, personal freedoms are business freedoms.
Nick. Yeah.
I mean, there's no difference. There's no difference in being able to speak to whom you wish and being able to do business with whom you wish.
Absolutely. If you support personal freedom, you have to support economic freedom. And if you support economic freedom, you have to support personal freedom. It doesn't go one way or the
other. It's logical, and unfortunately, some people don't see it that way. I don't really care much about personal freedoms, personally.
Sure you do.
Manwich. I don't.
You should.
But I've had to...
You like your cigars, don't you?
I've had to give in on personal freedoms because I see that logically you have to support personal freedoms.
Don't you like to smoke a cigar every night before bed?
Yes.
Well, what happens when they ban cigars? You'll give a damn then, won't you?
It would be unlikely that they would ban the smoking of cigars in my own home.
Well, they're getting there. There was
and
one place that tried
would
to
be
do
able
it.
Do anything with about it.
There was one place that tried to do it.
That's all I'm saying is okay. I don't do enough stuff that makes me care. You know what I mean?
See.
I'm just making.
I think that's a wrong approach, Manwich. I think it's awfully slipshod of you, and I think that you should care.
Have you been listening to me?
Because if you don't care, then other people are going to have their personal freedoms infringed, and you're just going to stand by the sidelines.
Have you listened to me though? I've said that I largely don't care, but logically I have to make a stand for personal freedom.
I see. So you will do something about it.
I will do something about it.
Even though you don't care.
It's not passionate. It's not a passionate area
like,
for me.
I care about people's ability to be able to drink. I mean, I don't drink at all, but in New Hampshire, for instance, where we're moving the free state, the state government controls liquor. The liquor stores are state-run liquor stores. I mean, that's mind-boggling to me because we don't have that down here in Florida. But even though I'm not a drinker, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to fight to get the state out of the liquor control business. It's not my issue. I'm going to do it anyway because I care about freedom, all of it.
I care about economic freedom.
I don't like hearing you say you don't care about one kind of freedom. That's
I'm saying that I care about economic freedom.
Okay.
And they are so closely tied, you have to be for personal freedoms in order to be for economic freedom.
Right. I just want to make sure nobody's confused.
If you approach it logically.
I just wanted to make sure nobody was confused.
Okay,
go ahead.
Let's see. He doesn't have any problem with seeing checks and balances placed on businesses. I just wouldn't purchase a weapon because I feel like it would be buying stock in the East India Company, which I guess it has something to do with the oppression of Indian people. You know, like it's an example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the East Indian Company was a bad organization.
But they didn't sell you the weapon.
But they're supporting.
Why is it buying stock in what?
Right.
That's obscure.
It's obscure, very obscure, because the weapon was made by Remington, not by the United States of America. And it's only the power of the United States of America that keeps women in America oppressed.
Plus, it's just a gun. You use it for whatever purposes you're going to use it for. If you're a bad person, you might use it to go rob a bank. If you're a good person, you might just keep it to protect yourself or your friends or your family members.
But do you see, he's not stepping out of any paradigms. He's not looking at it from a logical point of view. He's hearing it from the socialist, the socialist sort of panty-wringing.
I like how he uses the term check and balance for businesses. He says he's not opposed to checks and balances on businesses. Well, what are they balancing exactly? What are they checking? I mean, that's a term. Checks and balances is a term you use with the government. The government has checks and balances, so it's not supposed to go too out of control with
power. It doesn't over-govern.
Right.
Businesses don't govern. Walmart has never forced you to do anything, Nick.
Right. So
never,
what,
ever. Except that maybe on their property, Walmart could force you to leave or something like that.
The only check on business should be your choice as to whether or not to do business with that business. That's the check. Okay? When individuals make the decision to pull out money from their pocket and hand it over to that business.
They vote with greenbacks.
When you say checks and balances and you're talking about government regulation, those two are not the same.
Wordy, flowery, and inaccurate.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's programs like WIC, TANF. Are you familiar with
I know WIC is a program
For women, right.
For women or
Medicaid something. And the state-run food stamps have become saviors for female heads, I assume heads of household, as well as Medicare for elderly, whose population is also majority of women. He's making a point here that these government programs are great for women.
Yeah, if it weren't for them, what would those women do? That's what he's asking?
Is he proposing that we place women above? Because this is one of the problems with feminism, I hear, is that there are radical feminists that would like to see women placed in a ruling position above men. Libertarianism is not for that. I don't think that these programs have done anything but give a ball and chain. They've addicted people to welfare money from the state. They expect that their money should come from the state.
It's absolutely possible that we can help women that need help without forcibly taking money from people.
Can you imagine all the women heads of household whose husbands died before there was welfare?
And
what happened to them?
Maybe we can get a woman's comment on this. I think Kim Sue is holding on the line. We're going to get to her coming up. Free Talk Live.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. Its basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of great stuff there for you. It's all free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photo. And it's not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call it validation, and it means that the lady in question is proving in her photo that she listens to the show. In fact, we've got one of them on hold right now. It's Kim Sue. Calling from Florida. Kim Sue, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey. Doing great, Kim Sue. I know you probably were calling in about something else, but since you're a lady, since you're on the line, we're going through an email from, who is it from, Manwich?
It's from Nick.
Nick. And Nick describes himself as a liberal libertarian, meaning that he's all cool with us on the whole personal freedoms idea, but he's not too sure about getting rid of programs like WIC, getting rid of welfare programs, and he's not too sure about the whole gun idea either. Do you feel like women might be able to take care of themselves if it were not for the government, or are they little helpless things that need the big government to take care of them?
Actually, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, because I was listening, but when Manwich said that, you know, he doesn't, what he said about not caring and about he doesn't care because he doesn't do a lot of those things.
Right.
I thought that you made a really good point about what you said about that, Ian, and I think it's that apathy that's the majority of the problem with our society, and that's why we're bounded to, like, a lot of these ridiculous laws. And it's that mindset, you know, that they don't care because they don't do it. And it doesn't help get rid of a lot of these laws that we...
I think you're absolutely right. I think most people won't get involved in issues that they don't have a personal stake in.
I think that's largely true, but I think, but the point I was trying to make is you have to care about personal liberties in order to care about economic liberties. I mean, if you care about one, they're intermeshed, and it doesn't really matter to me whether people get to smoke pot or not. But what about a business's right to sell what they want to sell and to interact with, you know, do interactions and trades with people that they want to do interactions and trade with? So see how they're meshed together.
I see what you're saying, but there's still that apathy there, Manwich. There's still that tinge of apathy. I don't care if pot smokers do get to or don't get to smoke pot.
We all have to come at this from the direction we come at, and we all have our passion where we have it, and that's just the reality of it. I care that businesses are able to do business the way they want, and I think that people should be able. For instance, hemp has all kinds of commercial value, but. Mm-hmm. We don't get to use any of it because weed's bad. So I have to support people's right to smoke pot if they
Right,
if they
I just
to.
Wish you wouldn't use the term I don't care because you do care. You don't want to see freedom destroyed, so therefore you should care.
I am not passionate about
people's
right. I mean, how much farther
That's
is I'm
different,
not,
then.
How much farther is I'm not passionate from I don't care?
I think there is a difference there. Kimsey, what do you think?
Yeah, there's definitely a difference there.
Okay, semantics.
Like
great.
We all, well, no, it's not semantics. We all have a level of priority. I mean, for instance, when I get to New Hampshire, when we get to the Free State, all of us have certain things we'd like to work on first, right? I mean, I'd like to get rid of property taxes. I'd like that to be, you know, one of the primary things. I'd like to focus on the war on drugs as mm-hmm. well. But I still care about people being able to buy liquor without having to go to a state liquor store.
You're right.
Okay. Kim Sue,
I also... had like initially I had a question about taxes, and I was hoping that you could probably answer this for me.
Okay.
The question was, how would inflation affect people if we didn't have taxes at all?
So if there was a country without taxes, how would inflation work in there?
Yes.
Well, essentially, my understanding,
they're
and
not really linked.
I'm not by any means an economic expert, but I have paid it some attention. Is money before there was fiat currency and we had all these complicated economic and financial institutions that are working the world and, you know, trading in oil and stuff like that, was essentially a something. Money was something, and like it was in most cases gold or metal. Some cultures used shells. So if money was, in fact is, inflation is taxation. The government having control of money and fiat currency
True.
Is taxation. The government will always abuse it, especially in a circumstance where taxation didn't exist. The government's going to want the money. They're always greedy.
Well,
even if the government is just three people whose only job is to, you know, do some minor government thing, then they're going to say, we need a little more money, so let's create some more cash, and then we'll put it in to the market, and we'll have more because we'll have printed some money for ourselves.
Well, if we get back to a value-backed currency, if we get back to a currency that actually has, say, silver or gold or shells or whatever it is behind it, then inflation is gone. Because inflation's primary cause is the printing of money.
Right.
So if we take money out of the hands of the state... then in that case, inflation's out of there. I mean, it's not even an issue anymore.
Right.
Does that make sense, Kimsu?
Yeah, it does.
Does it entirely make sense to me?
Now, before you go away, before you go away, I want you to answer my question from earlier. Do you think that women are these poor, helpless little things, and they need their government welfare programs, or would women be able to get the help that they need in a world without WIC and other government welfare programs?
I think that... people, like, the government needs to treat women like adults, is what I think, you know, and they'll be fine.
They won't be they won't be dying in the streets. They won't be selling their kids for sexual favors.
As long as they take responsibility for what they're doing, you know.
Right, and the government welfare encourages irresponsibility. Thanks for the call, Kim Sue. We appreciate
you're
hearing
welcome.
From you.
Thank you.
800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Did we finish Nick's email?
Not entirely, but it's basically that's it.
Right, so if you're a libertarian, Nick, you need to come to grips with the fact that we can help people without taking money from them by force. Sure, there are maybe some women out there that could use a little assistance. Maybe they could use assistance in taking care of their kids. I don't know what it's like to be a single mom. I'm sure it's not the easiest task in the world. But there are plenty of single moms out there that are handling it without getting a monthly check from the government.
Absolutely. And even so, there would be charities to take care of these people. I'll tell you what, nobody cares about anything more than women with children. That's where the charity money goes.
Mm.
And you can believe that if we weren't taxing people and putting the money that goes into welfare, it's like 70, almost three-quarters of the money that goes into welfare and these sorts of programs goes to the middle-class bureaucrats that are worked there.
That's right.
So that means 25% goes to the moms.
Well, it goes to everyone who receives welfare.
But charities, if you look at most charities, the charities that I've donated to, they give your papers so that you can look at them.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the 90th percentile, the amount of money that goes to the moms. It's in the 20th percentile when you let the government do it.
Yep.
When you
the
use guns to force people. Now, I'll admit to you that you could probably get, it's quite possible that you could get more money by forcing people with guns to give up their money. Possible.
I don't know
about
that.
I'm not saying that it's not true. It's just possible.
Well, when all said and done, you've got all the overhead of paying the guys with the guns to actually take the money, and so, therefore, I don't think you could get as much. And force has unintended consequences. So if you're trying to force people to hand over money, they're going to do everything they possibly can to avoid handing over as much as possible. I mean, you pointed out, Manwich, that you've, you know, fudged a little bit on your taxes here and there. That's because they're forcing you to hand over money to them. And so, therefore, I think charities could get far more if we were to just allow people to voluntarily choose where they put their income. So simple. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. And somebody wants to talk about roads on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system that we have on our website, it's totally free, like everything else is, freetalklive.com. Over 100,000 posts are there. Over 1,200 people are interacting. And it's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com will get you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. If you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, we've both signed the First 1,000 Pledge.
I was the first signer, as a matter of fact.
Well, yes, you got to, it's like named after you or something. I don't know exactly what it is. They're like parlaying your paltry amount of celebrity and whatever
they're using and abusing.
What about my celebrity? How come you being the first? Right, that's exactly it. You know, I'm the 39th signer or some nonsense like that, and nobody cares. Nobody at all. You know, they send around the email. They mention Ian Bernard being the first signer of the First 1,000.
Someone
pledge.
Cares about you, man.
They don't say crapola about Manwich. They didn't even mention that it happened. You know, if Doug Stanhope signed the First 1,000 pledge tomorrow,
yeah. You
can believe that the next Free State Project email that went around, they would mention Doug Stanhope signed the First 1,000 pledge.
Nope. Maybe they would.
No Manwich.
All right.
No nothing.
800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Still to come, the wiretap tax, what libertarians are not. And I just stumbled across something that's pretty interesting. It is a booklet, a 10 questions, the top 10 questions that teenagers ask about sex. Now, this is a booklet that is apparently being distributed in at least one Alabama middle school. It is a booklet that was written by people with an obvious religious bend.
Whoa, and some.
And the question is, does something like this booklet belong in public government middle schools? We'll talk more about that coming up. But first, to the email box on my side here. This one came from Mikhail. Ian Manwich, these last few days you've been talking about roads. This was written a couple weeks ago. And frequently used arguments against the libertarian idea that a free market can and will supply consumers with roads. That's my position, at least. Manwich, you're all right with the whole government controlling the roads idea.
I certainly don't like to have any conversation about it in the libertarian world.
Right.
I try to disarm the road conversation as much as I can. If somebody wants to say roads, I think that roads should be paid for with gas taxes.
Uh-huh.
They certainly can understand that, gas tax, pay for roads, good, if they don't have any problem with taxes.
You don't want them to get hung up on that one
issue. If libertarians, on the other hand, want to discuss roads with me, I say, fine, then let the DOT build roads and then make toll roads and also make it legal for people to have private roads if they want them.
So, here's where Mikhail's coming in on this. He is in Sweden. It happens, apparently, having these conversations about roads happens a lot to him because he's a libertarian living in socialist Sweden. Every time somebody says the marketplace will not be able to supply consumers with roads in a free society, I like to tell them about the area that I live in. Here, a group of homeowners have decided to work together. We finance our own roads, since the government won't build any here. The result has been high-quality roads who meet the residents' demand for transportation. In fact, we don't even use tolls. Every year, we pay a set amount of money which pays for the maintenance of the roads and any new ones that might be in need that year. Fact is, 68% of the total amount of roads in Sweden are privately owned. That's pretty staggering. 68% privately owned in Sweden. Also, the second largest party here in Sweden has a youth organization who has expressed opinion, has an expressed opinion that the roads should not be part of the government's responsibility, and they believe that the free market can provide consumers with their transportation needs. So I found that kind of interesting.
I think that it's absolutely true. Let me tell you a little short story about a private road situation that wasn't working.
It didn't work. Okay.
And I'm not saying this doesn't mean anything. It's just a story.
Sure.
So I was looking at a house. It was a duplex on a private road.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first house on the private road. The private road was probably five or six houses long, basically
right.
lots, and it led to the last house. The agreement, the aforementioned agreement, was is that everybody pays for the paving of the road.
Mm-hmm.
An equal amount. So if it costs $10,000 and there's five houses, let's just say there's five houses. If it costs $10,000, there's five houses, then, you know, everybody puts in a fifth, which is $2,000.
Okay.
So the private road came off of the main road. The first house, which is the one that I was looking at purchasing, everybody drove across the section that was next to the first house. All cars drove across that section. Whereas the section at the end, where the last house was,
only one-fifth
of the cars drove across that section.
Right.
So the part next to the front house is the part that would be destroyed earlier. I felt like it should be split up. You paid for the section in front of your house so that when you had to do it, I didn't have to pay for that guy's stuff down there. It just didn't seem fair.
Yeah, but then you'd be having to pay more for the section in front of the house at the front of the road.
What do you mean?
Often? Maybe I misunderstood what you said. I thought you just said that you wanted it so where you'd have to pay for the section of road in front of your house.
Which would mean that
you'd be paying more because more people would be traveling across your section of the road.
Probably true. Probably true. But at the very least, I wouldn't have to pay for all the stuff that there would be more sections where more cars would go that I would never drive. I would never drive down to that end, and I don't want to have to pay for that.
Mm.
I wouldn't want to have to be responsible for it. See how the private road problem can be a real conundrum?
Oh, well, you just didn't allow anybody to come in there to make make a profit off the whole
thing. It's co-ownership is the problem.
Right. Partnerships, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That always brings trouble. 800-259-9231.
That's just the confusion of five entities owning a road, because they're probably husbands and wives, so therefore you're looking at and partners.
Sounds like a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess. Absolutely a mess. But do you see why people don't like the idea of private road ownership? You know, it gets very confusing.
It's scary. Freedom is a scary thing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Although, of course, when you're dealing with government roads, then everybody in the area owns a piece of it. Then every single individual that pays taxes owns a piece of that road, and they have a say as to whether or not the road can go through or whatever. I know here in Sarasota, where we're doing the show from, there was a road. I remember being a kid. Over a decade ago, probably over 15 years ago, being a young lad here in town, and I remember going to some sort of town meeting about a proposed road that was going to be put through. It was a major road in most parts of the town, but there was a certain portion of the town of the area where it just didn't go through. And there wasn't really anything in the way. They were talking about, putting it through. Simple idea. They were talking about this 15 years ago. It's now being done.
It's amazing.
15 years ago.
It was,
and who knows how long it will take them. Who knows how long it will actually take them to complete the process.
Right.
But they finally started tearing through the land and making it look like they're doing something.
So slow.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. All right. Strawberry Fart St. Johnson writes in email.
That's the funniest email name.
Yeah, it is. He says, I think I just reasoned myself into a voluntarist. Here's how I stepped down from the libertarian minarchist, someone that believes in a very small government,
mm-hmm.
to a free market voluntarist in two easy steps.
Uh-oh.
We'll go through his two easy steps on the way.
I don't want two easy steps to that.
800-259-9231 is the number for you to get in touch with us. Also coming up, the 10 questions, according to some religious nutcase, that teenagers ask about sex. We'll see what they have to say about it. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money-saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel-powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money-saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the listener map. Over 1,200 of our listeners from around the world have added themselves to the Free Talk Live listener map. And you can get on it as well. Go to map.freetalklive.com. You can scroll around and see who's already there. And then you can add yourself. You plug in your location, your name, a photo of yourself if you wish, even a quote to go along with your entry. And it's free, of course. Map.freetalklive.com. So we're going back to the email box here from Strawberry Fart Sink Johnson, explaining to us that he has
now,
decided...
Now, is that Johnson who's on the air here?
No, it's Strawberry Fart Sink.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. He's going to tell us how it is that he has changed from a minarchist, a libertarian minarchist, which is someone that believes in a very, very small, limited government, to a voluntarist or a free marketeer, someone who believes that everything should be provided on a voluntary basis, that if you want a service that the government currently provides, it should be done without force.
Right.
Okay. So here's what he did to become a voluntarist.
Well, yeah, that's a voluntarist view, and one could say that the libertarian oath is entirely what would be a voluntarist oath.
One could say that.
It sounds very similar to that because, you know, I will not use force to achieve political or social agenda. What's the term? Something like that.
I won't use force, or I do not support or advocate. Do not support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
Right.
All right. So here's what he says. He did it in two easy steps. Number one,
Most minarchists agree that a little government is necessary to provide protection from things like violent crime and theft.
And invading countries, usually.
Right, and we've heard that over and over again on Free Talk Live. I want the government to protect me. Well, up until a few days ago, I thought that, too. But there's an assumption in that system that everyone in that society wants to monetarily support protection from violent crime and theft. To have a government that protects us from these things, that very same government would have to threaten its citizens with violent crime and then steal money to pay for itself. Therefore, it would commit violent crime and theft on individuals in order to allegedly protect them from those things. This is what it's supposed to protect us from. So the first step is letting everyone who doesn't desire to participate in this libertarian minarchism to opt out, like I might want to. In other words, people who don't want to pay for protection shouldn't have to. The resulting system is indistinguishable from private policing. In fact, what it is.
It is.
Number two, in this state of affairs, people would be able to segregate themselves into pockets of different political sentiments and set up whatever kinds of voluntary protection systems that they want.
Right.
I may choose to live in Liberty Town with Manwich, where it's well known that people there pay for a small police force to help out in times of trouble, where they've all volunteered to do that sort of thing. But I know that even though I don't have to pay, that not doing so in Liberty Town is frowned upon. And I probably would pay because I want someone to help me find the guy who robbed me. I might visit Ian over in Anarchyville, where all of the people who did not want to pay for protection went, and where there certainly is anarchy, but possibly not chaos. I would come armed, and I might only stay for a short time. Or maybe I'll move there and stay for the rest of my life. It depends. I'll certainly not be moving to Socialism City, whose name could be replaced with the name of any city in the United States and names of most cities on the earth. There, I would be ostracized for not paying for their social programs and would find it difficult to even do business. Everyone would be of the mindset that we should all pay for things like welfare and licensing, like a lot of people do today. Then, there would be a place called Jesus Junction. This would contain all of the Christian right-wingers who eschew decadent lifestyles and think that you should, too. I would be ostracized there for looking weird, looking strange and smoking weed and being overtly sexual. I would get myself back to Liberty Town in short order. None of these places would need government. Their voluntary protection systems would be their de facto governments. If we separate ourselves, ostracizing would work. The most free places would be the most profitable and successful. If government is involved, it's not voluntary. The word governmental is the opposite of the word voluntary. See you in New Hampshire, from Ryan Johnson, apparently.
You know, those are some very positive statements towards voluntarism, but it seems awfully haphazard to me.
What, to suggest dangerous. That people should separate out into similar thinking groups and move together?
It seems unlikely to me that one of the groups wouldn't say to themselves, that group over there has better land and resources than we have, or more land and resources, an additional amount of land and resources than we have. We could take them over.
So you're suggesting that the people in socialism land would try to take over the land of the free?
I would think that it would seem to me that especially in small city-states, you know,
yeah.
Syndicalism is what this terminology is that you're in bigger trouble. Because there's less land, there's fewer places to hide. America, impossible to take over in a land war because one out of two people or one out of three people, I don't know what the numbers are, but it's got to be something like that, has a gun. And many of them have several. And we have a large area that people can hide in. So you can't take over America. You might be able to take over Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
You might be able to take over Los Angeles or New York or something
I see.
Like that. But you can't take over that. And the more land you have, the larger area you have, the better chance of getting away.
I don't see how that is an argument against splitting off and getting away from people that don't agree with you.
I don't have that problem. I just don't think that Anarchyville would have much luck in that area.
I see. Well, now, it could be possible that everybody would be armed there, which would make it pretty difficult to take over. And again, I think that this brings up the point that I brought up several times, is that we can't get along in America. It's obvious to me now that it's impossible to get along with people that aren't of like mind. So let's split up. Let's move the socialists to one state. Let's move the freedom lovers to another state and the religious zealots to another. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. You want to support the show? You want to help us out? Well, shop with us. We got a partnership with Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer. If you've ever been there, if you've been on the internet, you've probably been to Amazon, and odds are good you ordered something, because, darn, they've got good prices and good shipping deals and everything.
I've got a bunch of stuff off Amazon, probably more things than I've ever gotten off eBay.
Of course, they're known for books, but they've also got DVDs and furniture and baby clothes and sporting goods. I mean, you name it, it's there.
Hard goods, anything that pretty much you need.
So what you want to do is you want to enter through our website. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Anything you order at that point, we'll get a percentage of. Simple. They're rewarding us for sending them the business. So once again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Let's go to the phones. Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, Paula.
You doing okay?
We are well,
super.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
Okay, we've got something we found out this morning, and everybody needs to bring federal charges against NSA.
Oh, yeah?
It's
how
what
do I bring federal charges?
Okay, let me tell
Call
you.
Them up.
Okay?
I'm bringing charges.
I'm bringing them tomorrow.
Okay.
But anyway, it's what they're doing. Huh?
Oh, go ahead. We're just listening to you.
It's what they're doing. Everything you're doing on the Internet, they're keeping and filing at NSA. They're interfering with the faxes, anything on your telephone, It's all being stored at NSA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You know, there's some legitimacy to what you're saying, Paula.
Absolutely.
The AT&T has been found to have been giving information over wholesale to the NSA. However, not every company is doing this. It's pretty much just AT&T. There may be some other ones out there, but it's...
See, everybody's using AT&T lines.
No, not everyone is.
Not all the lines. Not all the lines.
Okay.
But a lot of people are, Paula. Absolutely.
So your claims are somewhat true. Go ahead.
Okay. The thing is that our representatives didn't even know about this.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, that's because they're a secret agency.
Yes, anyway, I called them today, and they immediately got on the phone to Washington. And, I mean, they're not too happy. And another thing, too.
Who's not happy?
Their representatives aren't happy about this because they didn't know about it.
Oh.
But anyway, the
thing is...
Is
that the only reason why they're not happy is because they weren't informed?
Yeah.
They don't mind the fact that...
We haven't given them the right to do this.
Uh-huh. Well, they don't even have the right to exist, but they do anyway.
You know, I tell you what we need to do. We need to get all of them out of office. And, I mean, that includes everybody. When this next vote comes up, vote everybody out and get all new people in.
Too bad most people vote for the incumbent, Paula.
Well, they shouldn't. And, I mean, this government, I mean, like this thing about the border problem, they happened on May 1st. You know what date that is? That was the day the Illuminati was founded.
What was? Oh, the Illuminati.
Yeah, it was founded on May 1st.
May 1st of what? What year?
That was when it first started.
I see.
What year?
With Pike.
Any idea?
It was 17...
Something?
80-something.
Now, where was it founded? Where did the Illuminati begin in 1780-something?
Well, it didn't get infiltrated, and the Masons were okay until they got infiltrated.
Uh-huh. By the Illuminati?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were infiltrated with Satanists, and...
but,
yeah, but anyway, the thing
was that, are these the American Masons that were infiltrated, or
yeah.
Was it...
Yeah, okay. Well, actually all over the place.
So, come on, now, it can't be all the same.
Yeah,
year.
It's
must
all
have
over
been,
the world.
Must have been progressive.
It's a matter of fact, a lot of them have left, though, after they found the truth out, because, see, you're not told the truth until you get to 33rd degree.
When you get to be a 33rd degree Mason?
Because
yeah,
that
that's
adds
when you
up
find
to
out
six,
the
and
whole
six
thing.
Is the devil's number.
That's a good point, man, which, Paula, we appreciate hearing from you. Thanks, 800-259-9231. Look, if you're saying things that are sensitive, encrypt them, and then it doesn't matter if the NSA is looking at it, okay? Be careful. Hour 3 coming up.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking